Welcome back to Positive Choice Talk Radio. This is Eric Ryder with you on another beautiful Tuesday afternoon. And this half hour, of course, is when we welcome back the Energy Enhancement Forum, sponsored in part by Energy Enhancement Systems of Hawaii. And, of course, Santhasia, who is a scalar wave energy spa right here in the SeaTac Airport area. This spa, of course, features a unique energy enhancement system that generates a powerful healing energy field that anyone can enter to and experience unique benefits physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Your host is, of course, Debbie Saunders. Welcome back, Debbie.
Nice to be back.
Now, you just installed another 4 units in the EES room. And that must have jacked up the frequency quite
right.
a bit. Is it still okay to be in there?
Yeah, that is. There were 8 units. Yeah, now it's up to 12, which is, there's actually probably only 3 in the world right now that are at 12 units. And so, yeah, it changed the frequency, that's for sure. And the beauty of the technology is the body, especially at the consciousness level, responds so quickly to this higher frequency. And now it's even better. Because of the 12 units, for individuals to address some maybe long overdue inner work that needs to be done, or to just rest. And they really do rest. We at Santhasia have been dozing quite a bit since we installed that 4 days ago. We wake up fully recharged after a couple of hours, very noticeably recharged. Now we've just let out on the radio today that those 4 units have been added. So if you want to come in for that free hour that we've been talking about weekly, do so now. Call us or get a hold of us online at scalarwaveonline.com. In fact, we'd like to have you come in one of these days, but I don't know if we can get you to do that.
Yeah, no, I'd love to come down. My problem is, of course, the time.
Uh-huh.
You know,
you're a busy fellow, I know.
I work the weird schedule here, so
right.
It makes it hard to get down there, but definitely sounds like it would be worthwhile.
Oh, for a moment there, I thought it might be fearful thoughts of the technology, because a lot of people have that. They have fearful thoughts, but, you know, when you look at the work that's being done with healing energy devices that are being put out onto the market, you realize how much work that the world's best minds of scientists, physicists have really put out. Nikola Tesla, we've talked about in the past, his research was probably the backbone of all this further research. In our modern day, we know that Dr. Ryan at Stanford University, he took it to the next level of understanding as technology caught up with the theory that Nikola Tesla had presented so long ago. And now he's going to collaborate with Dr. Sandra Rose Michael, who invented the technology being featured at Santhasia, and its benefits are just blowing people away. Like I said, that 12 unit just was a huge difference. So it's on this forum that we hope to raise people's consciousness about this field. And to that end, once again, scalarwaveonline.com is how you can get a hold of us for that free hour. We'd love to book that free session. With that, we are so privileged to have with us Dr. Sabina DeVita from Toronto to share with us some professional insights that she has experienced, and it's helping to validate with further research on her part on the technology being featured on our forum. She's very well versed on the subject of energy and its role in the healing arts. The reason why is she is the founder of the DeVita Wellness Institute of Living and Learning and is a Canadian diplomat member of the International Parliament for Safety and Peace. She's also the author of several books, one I loved on electromagnetic pollution, and all of her publications are available at her website at energywellnessstudies.com. She is, among other things, a doctor of natural medicine, a nutrition, psychotherapist, kinesiologist. Her doctoral dissertation on cerebral allergies, Understanding the Body, Mind, and Spirit, was a pioneer work in the field of psychology at the University of Toronto. She has earned the respect of many in her community. And right now, she is in the process of launching her new college, which is called the Institute of Energy Wellness Studies. It's actually going to be launched on Thursday, this Thursday. And so we're very excited to have her, considering the constraints on her time with this launching and this grand opening of her school. And we just welcome her with delight to our show. Dr. DeVita, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. Wow, the day after tomorrow, you must feel like an expectant mother waiting to give birth.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. I certainly am. And I want to thank you for such a wonderful introduction. just listening to all of that and thinking, my gosh, I have accomplished a lot. And certainly as I look at the school, there's more to share and more to certainly get to other people in the way of the energy enhancement system and the whole wide area of energy systems and energy technologies.
Well, what led you up to the decision to actually start a school for energy wellness?
Well, it started as a result of what I've been doing in my private practice over the years. I have been educating people and have been teaching different systems of energy work, as such as in energy healing with hands, kinesiology, and crystal healing, and just a variety of ways of healing the body-mind. And it just became more natural to me, the whole concept of beginning to teach bigger groups.
Right.
And making it more of a formal setup.
Right. So obviously you're very open to alternative interventions. So with that, the energy enhancement system, which has been the focus many times on this forum, how do you feel it fits in with the allopathic route? We've talked to Dr. Gregory Gerber about his view of the medical model in place in the world and the interaction of this energy enhancement system. How do you feel energy medicine and tools such as the energy enhancement system are being integrated into it? Is it working? Do you think it's being received well?
I think that we're beginning to see the paradigm shift. More and more doctors are coming on board and recognizing, as we have seen movies, certainly What the Bleep Do We Know is one of the movies certainly that has basically expressed and taught the whole concept that we are energy. We are energy beings. Everything around us is energy. And as this is being more explored, we're beginning to see this acceptance of these energy devices and technologies.
Right. Now it's not to be understood that the EES system is a magic bullet, is it? Why is it really important to address all health issues from a broader viewpoint than just the EES and still maintain the importance of addressing health conditions and concerns energetically?
I agree with you, Debbie. That is so correct. It is actually a body-mind-spirit approach. And basically the way that I would summarize it is that all disease originates in consciousness. And so obviously energy systems are going to assist us and assist other people in moving and shifting at that level. At the same time, and that's going on within the body, it is a residual, meaning illness, sickness, disease, be it mental or physical, does have a residual in the physical body, meaning that as it has manifested already, we need to work with it. We need to do all of the modalities that are offered to us, be it nutrition, exercise, all of that is important.
Right, and I was looking at your faculty lineup for your college. My goodness, it comes from every gamut of the whole energy healing vibrational medicine realm. When did you meet the founder of the EES technology, Dr. Sandra Rose Michael?
I met Dr. Sandra Rose Michael about 4 to 5 years ago at one of our Total Health shows here in Toronto.
Okay, and you recently in a conference in Moscow, she mentioned to me when I was talking to her that you had mentioned research in Moscow about her technology. Can you tell us a little bit more
about
that?
Actually, it was more, if I may just add here, it was more in St. Petersburg. It was certainly in Russia.
Okay.
And yes, I did mention the technology because I use another technology that actually measures what is happening within the field and so that we can actually see and interpret what is taking place in one's what we would refer to as a human energy field. That is the field, electromagnetic field, around each and every one of us. Sometimes it is referred to as an aura. Physicists refer to it as the human energy or biofield.
Yeah, and I believe you're referring to the GDV camera. Go ahead and define it.
Yes, the gas discharge visualization bioelectrography Curlian camera.
It's
that
a modern,
correct.
Yeah, a modern form of Curlian photography. It's actually really been advanced, hasn't it?
Yes, it truly has. It's absolutely astounding as to what it measures and the verification, of course, and the efficacy with which we have with this technology.
Right.
Just to mention on that note that in Russia itself, it was adopted in the year 2000 as a medical diagnostic tool As a result of its accuracy level of actually being measured, 98% accuracy compared to traditional type of tests.
Right, and that was Dr. Konstantin Korotkov. Yeah, he's amazing. He is also one of your directors on your faculty, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at that. He's amazing. If you can go to his website, Korotkov.org, I believe.
Oh, that's correct.
Yeah. And I loved his website. Anyway, wow, it sounds like this whole thing with your college coming out, you've just got this talent, this wealth of talent behind it, the school. And I realize you have a lot of on your plate with the Institute. Do you have any, with regards to the EES technology, are you going to play an active role in furthering research as a viable treatment method, one of the treatment methods for everyone?
I think that I certainly will be, and I believe that I will have even more of an opportunity with my time, believe it or not, because I will now be more in the realm of the education of energy technologies, and this, of course, takes into consideration the GDV, as we were mentioning earlier, and the adoption basically of the camera and also the use of the EES system, so that people can actually see the before and afters of what actually takes place and what really is happening in one's field. And the EES, of course, does affect, and I have measured this, we actually have major changes that take place in the field, which means there is a change that's taking place in one's consciousness.
Wow, what a great adjunct to the GDV technology, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, we're getting ready to go to break, but there's several clinics. And is there several clinics in Toronto?
There are a number of clinics in Toronto, and there are more coming on board, I believe, too.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, when we come back from break, I'd, you know, love to continue our conversation about that. For now, though, my name is Debbie Saunders, your host for today's Energy Enhancement Forum. You can reach Sampathia at toll-free at 1-866-383-7313 for that free one-hour session, or go on the web at scalarwaveonline.com. Again, if you're interested in finding more about Dr. DeVita's college, her website is energywellnessstudies.com. We'll be taking this brief commercial break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Dr. DeVita.
What's keeping you from living an extraordinary life? Your symptoms, stress, inability to change?
Network Care will give you new body-mind strategies to change your body and change your life.
Experience it for yourself.
Call Center of the Universe Network Care at 206-297-1126. Mention the station and receive your initial visit for only $50, half off our normal fee.
Call us at 206-297-1126.
And tune in for Live an Extraordinary Life, Mondays at noon as part of Positive Choice Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Pam.
And I'm Rochelle.
We're inviting you to tune in to our show, Chat with Women, every Wednesday at noon for an hour of fun.
You'll be inspired, motivated, educated, informed, and have some real laughs.
Get real advice about anything from two women who have experienced a lot of life. They want to share their joy and knowledge of life with you. These two women are young enough to remember and old enough to know.
Don't miss Chat with Women every Wednesday at 12 noon,
right here on Positive Choice Talk Radio.
The Advanced Wellness Center, a clinic of traditional Chinese medicine, uses strategies and techniques proven over thousands of years. The Advanced Wellness Center offers patients an alternative in their health care. If you have a health condition that has not responded to conventional medical treatments, learn what traditional Chinese medicine can do for you. Call the Advanced Wellness Center in Bellevue at 425-462-9355 or visit them on the web at advancedwellnesscenter.net.
Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome Welcome back to KKNW's Positive Choice Talk Radio, 1150 AM. My name is Debbie Saunders, and you are listening to our Energy Enhancement Forum. For more information on our program or for purchase or leasing options of the equipment we're featuring today, you can reach us via the web at scalarwaveonline.com or call us toll-free at 866-383-7313. Right now, though, we'd like to get back to our special guest, Dr. Sabina DeVita, out of our Toronto's, or Brampton, I believe, Institute for Energy Wellness Studies. What's the difference between Toronto and Brampton?
Well, Brampton is considered to be a suburb. At one time, it's actually a city unto itself. So I don't think they would like me saying it's a suburb, but we really are more.
You're incorporated,
like,
pretty much.
Yes.
That's great. Dr. Mm-hmm. DeVita, what can you share as far as the options available in your college, as far as degrees, options to get a degree?
Well, thank you for asking that. We have four diploma programs, and briefly what they are, one of them, of course, is the Human Energy Field Practitioner Program, which is the study of the GDV, Curlian, basically the study of how to measure using a specific camera, the energy field, identifying what is happening in the field, being able to interpret it, understanding it, and then also understanding how to change it. So that basically throughout that program, we have four levels. By the time one reaches the third to fourth level, we are looking at and addressing many modalities in the area of scalar technologies, and EES is, of course, one of the major ones.
Okay.
So that's one of the programs. The another program that we have a diploma program in is the Integrated Aromatic Sciences Practitioner Program. That is different from the traditional aromatherapy program. The difference is that we have integrated three systems, namely the French system, which uses oils internally and topically by application, which is called neat, meaning it is directly applied to the skin, which is very different from the British system. We also use the German system, which is the use of inhalation principles in healing, and of course the British system, which is the application of oils topically, basically for massage purposes. So our system, meaning our diploma program, utilizes an integrated approach of all three systems, which necessitates us to use only one specific type of oil, which is organic therapeutic grade A.
Right. And if I'm not mistaken, your director of that one program is Dr. Gary Young. And
correct.
Who knows well better than anybody Young's living oil.
That's
and,
right.
You bring the best of all worlds then. That's great. Now, you mentioned the energy enhancement system placed in the school. What value did you place on putting it there as part of the curriculum?
We have designed the school, the premises at the moment, is one side of our development, I guess, is how I could describe that. We have the school. It's a small area. It's not the largest area, but it's a school room, and basically the whole school is situated in this section. It is attached to a clinic day spa, and in the clinic day spa we have the EES system. So it serves two purposes. One, of course, for people coming into the clinic itself, and second to that, of course, with the school as a portion, as students are going through the program, they also have the option to experience the EES system, and also as they are doing, say, a supervision or internship part of the program, they would also get to experience it that way.
Well, wow, that's really wonderful. It sounds like a very user-friendly, and plus it really lets them experience and feel the magnificence of this technology. I just love it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you caught the beginning of our program, but we just upped our system at San Facia's Scalar Spa to 12 units, and
whoa,
it was a note.
That's powerful.
It's levitating the house. It really is.
Oh, it would.
Yeah. So for your personal life, your family, you've been using the system, too. Your experience has been pretty positive then?
Oh, very positive. As you were mentioning earlier, it's just so wonderful for relaxation, for stress reduction, inner work. I use it for myself. If I need to process something, I will I find the time. Sometimes it might only be the 10 minutes, but 10 minutes is worth really, truly many
hours, because if they're as you know, the focus and the intention is just accelerated while in the room, and so I certainly make a point of having that experience myself, and also with other family members, we just make a point of it is in the clinic, so it is not as handy as having it in the home, and for purposes of using it with our clients,
right,
who also experience the relaxation, the clarity, physical issues that become less of a strain, meaning physical pain becoming less so in their body.
Mm-hmm.
Just variety of issues.
Yeah, there's some other issues that people don't necessarily have control over either, especially if they live in metropolitan areas like Toronto and Seattle, and that's electromagnetic pollution. Now, you wrote a book on it, and I love this because it's an important piece to note that the energy enhancement system actually nullifies the effects of EMFs. Isn't that what you found to be true?
Oh, I have, and it really is quite amazing because, of course, in writing the book, I talk about the computer systems being quite negative to our electromagnetic system, and as you know, many people who sit in front of a computer all day long are zapped by that energy, and here I have a system where they are sitting in a room that is basically four, or as you mentioned, could be eight or even 12 computers, and it becomes almost incongruent with why would I do that? And as you pointed out, it does nullify the negative effects, and more than that, it actually enhances one's electromagnetic field. And so it really is helping to repair and energize and regenerate.
Right.
Which is exciting.
Yeah.
And I have actually seen this with our, again, going back to the GDV Curlian camera, we can actually see the differences with someone going in. For example, I can think of an individual who had what we would call gaps in her field.
Mm-hmm.
And while she was in the enhancement system with a specific focus for what I had found within her system, meaning within her field,
mm-hmm.
and upon leaving the system and then taking another picture, all of those gaps had filled in.
Wow, that's amazing.
And of course, she felt together, she felt centered, she felt grounded. Matter of fact, she had a cold, flu, stuffiness in her head, her throat. That had all completely cleared.
Wow.
So
we've seen that happen often. My daughter experienced a headache for just a few minutes when we turned on the new edition of the four units, because it just kind of literally blew through us. But that's the beauty about the energy enhancement system too. The higher the frequency, it tends to work a little bit quicker, but there will be that healing crisis, and people are fooling themselves if they don't think they're going to go through some change when you introduce such a healing modality as sophisticated as the energy enhancement system and utilize the tools that you're going to be offering at your college.
Yes.
It's amazing. If people want to buy your book, they can go to the website, can't they?
Yes, they can.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That would be great, because she has, Dr. DeVita has written several books, and one other book that I really like is called Saving Face, about cosmetics and the dangers inherent with the use of certain cosmetics out in the world.
That's right, and that's a fun book. I so enjoy doing that, mainly because, of course, it's the use of the oils. I love that you love working with the essential oils, for a number of reasons, because of what it does to the body, mind, and spirit. And to add to that, I love, of course, using them with people going into the enhancement system. I work in combination with that, and it just, again, accelerates that process even more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just got off the phone with Dr. Sandra Rose Michael just before coming into the studio today, and she's so excited about your college opening up. She's just giddy about it. Her and Dr. Greg Gerber, who was on our show a couple of weeks ago, they're planning to be there at your grand opening.
Yes, that's right. They are. And I'm so looking forward to having them here.
The mayor's going to be there too, huh?
That's correct. We have the mayor of Brampton, who will be officiating the opening ceremony, and of course it will be the official cutting ribbon ceremony, so okay. we're really quite excited about
it
all.
Yeah, and you know what people don't realize is this is the first a federally approved educational program with regard to energy medicine, which is really good. We only got a couple of minutes. Unfortunately, we want to thank you so much for having shared your knowledge on energy medicine and helping others with your institute to spread the energy wellness message internationally, especially.
Yeah.
Perhaps you can come back soon and tell us how everything's going.
I'd love that, Debbie. Absolutely.
Now, again, for our listening audience, we want to thank Dr. Sabina DeVita for her time with us today. Also, the Energy Enhancement Systems of Hawaii and Dr. Sandra Rose Michael and Sanfasia. And Sanfasia can be found at scalarwaveonline.com. So be sure you call them or get a hold of them for that scalar wave phenomenon in that free hour session. I'm Deborah Saunders, your host for Energy Enhancement Forum. Thank you so much for joining us only on Positive Choice Talk Radio.
And Deborah, since some people out there may not have the web, we should give that phone number one more time.
Okay.
It's 866-383-7313.
Right. Thank you so much, Eric.
Have a great week, everybody, and a great afternoon, I should say, and stay tuned to Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Positive Choice Talk Radio.
And don't forget that website, scalarwaveonline.com.